Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting second. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting third. The right fielder, Richie Sheinbloom. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting sixth. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Zoilo Virals. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Vern Fuller. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam McDowell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sam McDowell. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting second. The first baseman, Mickey Stanley. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting fifth. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dick Trusiewski. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mickey Lolick. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Mickey Lolick. And now, play ball. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a line drive into left field. That will be extra bases. Horton fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Horton. Cardenal moves to third. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trusiewski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Richie Sheinbloom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinbloom hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cardenal tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a line drive to left field. That will be extra bases. Hinton chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Brown. Brown fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Brown. Stanley goes all the way around to score. Kaline moves to third. It's Indians, 1, Tigers, 1. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kaline scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Tigers. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan strikes out. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt hits a line drive into left field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Stanley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Zoilovir Als is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vir Als hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trasuski fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Trasuski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trasuski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick takes first base on ball 4. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McAuliffe hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Scheinblum who is chasing the ball. McAuliffe reaches third base with a triple. Lolick goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Tigers. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-1 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell strikes out. Two outs. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Cardinal hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kaline hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Horton is called out on strikes. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-1 in the game. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards second. Fuller scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown strikes out. One out. Richie Scheinblum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheinblum is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Scheinblum hits a pop-up towards first. Stanley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-1 in the game. Horton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Tigers. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-1 in the game. Hinton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-1 in the game. Wirt strikes out. One out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-1 in the game. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Trusiewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trusiewski is 0-for-1 in the game. Trusiewski takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Lolik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolik is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Lolik strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Askew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-for-1 in the game. Verhals hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0-for-1 in the game. Fuller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. McAuliffe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-2 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. McAuliffe moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Kaline strikes out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Horton takes first base on ball 4. McAuliffe moves to third. Stanley moves to second. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-2 in the game. Freehan hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 7-2, Tigers. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-2 in the game. Wirt hits a fly ball into right field. Shine Bloom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-2 in the game. Northrup hits a pop-up towards third. Verhals settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Russ Snyder pinch hits for Sam McDowell. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Cardenal strikes out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Richie Sheinblum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinblum is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Sheinblum strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Horacio Pena now pitching. Dick Trusiewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trusiewski is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Trzaski takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Lolik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Trzaski moves to second. Mickey Lolik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolik is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lolik takes first base on ball 4. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got one RBI. McAuliffe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Trzaski scores. Lolik moves to second. It's 8-2, Tigers. Larry Burchard now pitching. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-3 in the game. Stanley hits a fly ball into right field. Sheinblum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Horton hits a pop-up towards short. Trzaski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-2 in the game. Hinton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Askew takes first base on ball 4. Hinton moves to second. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-for-2 in the game. Verhals hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trzaski fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hinton moves to third. Askew moves to second. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0-for-2 in the game. Fuller hits a fly ball into center field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hinton tags and scores. Two outs. It's 8-3, Tigers. Max Alvis pinch hits for Larry Burchard. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Indians 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Jack Hamilton now pitching. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Verhals fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got four RBIs. Freehan hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-3, Tigers. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-3 in the game. Wirt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-3 in the game. Northrup takes first base on ball 4. Wirt moves to second. Dick Trzaski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trzaski is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Trzaski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Verhals fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trasuski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Brown hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Richie Sheinblum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinblum is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Sheinblum hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Indians 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Mike Paul now pitching. Mickey Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Lolick is called out on strikes. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles, a triple, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. McAuliffe hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Verhal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-4 in the game. Stanley hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-3, Tigers. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Kaline hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Horton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 12-3, Tigers. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 2-for-4 in the game, with two home runs. He's got five RBIs. Freehan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hinton. Freehan reaches second base with a double. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Wirt is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 12, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Horton hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Freehan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hinton hits a pop-up towards first. Stanley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 12, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.